Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you on this Thursday, April 25, 2019. And you know what that means, right? That means that it's time for the NFL draft, taking place in Nashville, Tennessee. Many college prospects will make their NFL dreams come true in the first round, at least. It's going to be a weekend long thing, as the NFL draft customarily is. Round one taking place tonight. That's right. You'll be hearing that little diddle throughout the night before each and every pick. It's exciting. I must say, you know, when you look at this year's NFL draft, some will say, well, you know, I'm not really interested this year because there aren't these huge personalities. There isn't much drama when it concerns players. And I agree, because, you know, frankly, when sitting down and evaluating some of the players here, it's pretty cut and dry as far as the personalities are concerned. There's no big controversial athlete, I should say, like a Baker Mayfield in the past, right? But if you are a fan of football, if you are a fan of just solid prospects, then you will enjoy tonight, okay? I know I will. The NFL draft, they do it right. And it's amazing to see how the NFL draft has just evolved to the event that it is right now here in 2019. I mean, folks, I believe there's like four networks that's going to be carrying this thing. You got ESPN Deportes, ESPN, of course, ABC, and the NFL Network, all broadcasting live throughout the weekend, I believe. So you got four options. I know that many of you probably don't speak Spanish, so you probably won't be tuned into ESPN Deportes. But ESPN, ABC, and the NFL Network, pretty big stuff. All right, so this is how we're going to do this. This is our NFL Draft Special. We do this every single year here on WKAR's Current Sports. I am going to begin by breaking down what the Detroit Lions should do in this year's NFL Draft. All right, I'll touch on the needs of the Lions, and I'll throw out my predictions on what you may see the Lions do with that early pick in round one tonight, okay? And then later on in the hour, we will have a mock draft, just round one, where myself, along with Connor Mathis, Alec Rio is in the house, Jack Kerwin, engineering behind the glass. We're going to give you our thoughts and predictions on what... Well, I should say on who will go where in round one of the NFL draft, okay? So, and to also end the show, on the back end, we'll be taking your calls and reading your comments on what you think will happen in round one and what you think the Lions will do with that pick tonight, okay? So, it's going to be an NFL draft special. I'll also touch on Michigan State football and whether or not the streak will continue with having a player at least drafted somewhere in the NFL draft for I don't know how many years. That streak is redonkulous right now. But I'll touch on that as well. All of that while, of course, hearing from you all, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. You can also go to facebook.com/WKAR News and watch the live stream there. And you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. You know what's next. Here are your quick hit headliners. And we start with this news that broke yesterday. Jordan Weber has been hired as a gymnastics coach by the University of Arkansas. Now, in the past few years, Jordan Weber has been helping UCLA to train gymnasts. Weber spent the past six seasons at the University of California, Los Angeles, better known, of course, as UCLA, where she won the U.S. team's gold medal at the Olympics. Jordan Weber in 2011 led the U.S. team to win the team championship and personal all-around gold medal for the first time in the world championships. In 2012, the American Gymnastics Team Olympics ranked first, becoming a member of the 2012 London Olympics, better known as the Fierce Five, right? And winning the Women's Gymnastics Team Championship. Weber is also a DeWitt native. I'll never forget the first time I got a chance to meet Jordan when I believe she was just in middle school at the time, and you could just see how good she was going to be. I went out there with Lisa Byington when I was an intern at Michigan State University and got a chance to meet Jordan. And this is before she took off for the Olympics and just became just a star. So good to see that Jordan is now continuing the gymnastics goal and dream, this time as a coach. Okay, Michigan State head women's basketball coach Susie Merchant. She announced on Wednesday the hiring of Dean Lockwood and Kristen Haney. Haney, a Michigan State hoop legend. Both as associate head coaches. Now, Lockwood comes to East Lansing with an extensive knowledge of basketball in the state of Michigan. He spent the last 15 seasons as an assistant coach at Tennessee. Overall, he spent 20 years working with both the Tennessee men's and women's programs. Now, Haney, Spartan legend and Mason, Michigan native, has also cultivated strong coaching ties in the state of Michigan. So, again, Dean Lockwood and Kristen Haney, welcome to the Michigan State women's basketball program. All right, the first round of the NFL draft set to begin tonight at 8 p.m. The second and third rounds will be held Friday beginning at 7 p.m. and rounds 4 through 7 will commence Saturday at noon. Every selection will be broadcasted on the NFL Network. Again, you can catch coverage on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, as well as ABC, all three networks, with their own unique coverage. The Cardinals are projected to pick Kyler Murray first overall. The Lions are picking eighth and projected to pick Jonah Williams, but there's a few different ways the Lions can go with that pick. I'll give you my prediction on that pick in just a moment. And Jonah Williams, he's an offensive tackle slash guard from Alabama. Having signaled his intention to move back, Bob Quinn doesn't seem too keen on drafting in this spot and could call on the reliable Williams to be his third first-round offensive lineman in 4 years. But, hey, we'll see what happens, right? More on the NFL draft in the blink of an eye. And Kelly Stafford, the wife of Detroit Lions QB Matthew Stafford, voiced her frustrations on Instagram actually this morning after massive headaches sent her back to the hospital a week after undergoing brain surgery. Stafford, who recently underwent surgery to remove a brain tumor, described in an Instagram post how difficult it was to be the kind of mother she wants to be to her children while she deals with the pain of recovery. This is a bit of what Kelly Stafford had to say on Instagram. Quote, I can't pick them up. They can't climb on me. We can't go on adventures. But what's worse is I can't be the mom I want to be for them right now. Not physically, not mentally, not emotionally. And I am already having a hard time trying to figure out how much to push myself right now to get back for them. Really to get back to myself so I can get back to them. We touched on this story yesterday. And, you know, I noted that Kelly Stafford was back at home recovering and we wished her well. Now to see this story that she is still dealing with the pain from that surgery. Again, we continue to extend well wishes to Kelly Stafford. All right, Blake Griffin. He underwent surgery on his injured left knee yesterday out in L.A. The Detroit Pistons announced the arthroscopic procedure addressed the tissue causing soreness in the knee that forced him to miss 6 of the Pistons' final 11 games, including 2 playoff games. The Pistons' season, of course, ended Monday when they were swept by the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round of the postseason. The team said Griffin is not expected to miss any summer training or preparation for next season. So there's some good news there, at least. Griffin was an all-star this year, the lone all-star for the red, white, and royal blue, carrying the Pistons on offense and collecting 24.5 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game, and almost 6 assists per game, shooting a 36% clip from the floor. And that's on 7 three-point attempts per game. That's those are really, really good stats, by the way. His 21 games with 30-plus points were the franchise's most since the 2001 season. That's pretty impressive. Okay, the NBA and NHL playoffs, Wednesday night scores. Well, we saw last night Houston defeat the Utah Jazz to move on and win that series 100-93, the final last night. Also, this was a pretty entertaining game as the LA Clippers stunned the Golden State Warriors again at home. Crazy that the Clippers both wins in this series. The series now sits at 3-2, Golden State leading there. The Clippers with an opportunity to push this thing to a game 7 come tomorrow night at 10 p.m. But interesting that both Clippers dubs have come in Dub City at Roraco Arena. 129-121, your final last night. And just one game in the NHL playoffs last night. A pretty thrilling one that went to double overtime as the Hurricanes top the Capitals 4-3 as Carolina wins that series 4-3. Okay, the Detroit Tigers, after losing both ends of Tuesday's doubleheader for the first time they've done that since 2015 and the first time they've done it at home against the Tigers since 1965, and falling to 9-15 on the season, the Bo Sox, Boston Red Sox, had a little fire in them. They attacked starter Tyson Ross early, cruising to an 11-4 win over the Tigers. The Tigers mustered just 2 hits over 6 innings against Red Sox lefty Eduardo Rodriguez. The lone run came in the 6th when Candelario, that double advanced to 3rd on a long fly out to center by Miguel Cabrera and scored on a sack fly by Nico Goodrum. Now, the other offensive highlight for the Tigers came when the game was close, an 8th inning single by Mickey, the ugliest, happened in the 8th inning when the Red Sox scored 7 times with just 3 hits. Tigers pitchers walked 10. And lastly, settlement talks between Michigan State University and the plaintiffs in 55 sex abuse cases tied to former Dr. Larry Nassar have ended without an agreement being reached. According to federal court records, the cases are a part of the 160-plus complaints filed as a part of a second wave of lawsuits against MSU in the spring and summer of 2018 following the settlement of the original Nassar-related cases. Now, more than 160 people sued Michigan State between the settlement with the first wave of Nassar survivors and August 17th, a date set by the Michigan legislator for a cutoff of those suits. Now, MSU settled the first wave of suits for $500 million. Of that, $425 million were for those claimants, and $75 million was set aside for additional suits, as well as MSU's legal fees. So, again, talks stalling between Larry Nassar survivors and Michigan State. Okay, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. You can call in to be a part of the show. Again, this is our NFL draft special. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear if you have any bold predictions or hot takes as to what will happen tonight in Tennessee in the first round. What do you think the Detroit Lions will do with their pick tonight? What should they do with their pick tonight? And what are your thoughts on the top 10? I'm curious about that as well, because I believe this draft is so wide open. There's so many different ways you can go with it. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to dial. You can also, again, go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. We've got the live stream up and running there. Comment below the stream. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News.
Patriots have traded the 43rd pick to the Detroit Lions. To announce the Detroit Lions selection, please welcome from the University of Nevada, wide receiver Nate Burleson.
How's everybody doing? Yeah! Had to make sure I got the right card. Don't want to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Now listen, all jokes aside, they say that Dallas is the home of America's team. Hold on. Well, if that's the case, Detroit is the home of America's heartbeat. Now listen to me. Listen to me. This pick right here is dedicated to the men and women of Michigan. I'm talking about the no days off, lunch pail packing, hard hat wearing, blue collar hands that helped build this country. Michigan, Detroit, I salute you. And with all that said, with the 43rd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Kerryon Johnson, running back out of Auburn. Rain blow forever.
All right, and that's how we dive into today's current sports NFL draft special. Thank you so much, once again, for allowing us to be a part of your NFL draft day afternoon. It's exciting. I'm not going to hold you up, man. I love the NFL draft, but I will say this. I'm not one of those guys who are, unless my Dallas Cowboys are picking, you know, and I get an alert, hey, the Cowboys are on the clock. Then I'll run to the phone and, you know, throw up the stream. But I'm not one of those guys who is sitting on the couch rounds, you know, 4 through 7. I'll watch the first two, and then that's it. That's all I can do. And it's NBA playoff time for me, okay? And that's, again, unless my Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. Now, what you just heard was the voice of former Detroit Lions wide receiver great Nate Burleson as he took the podium last year to announce the Detroit Lions pick. And again, the NFL draft last year was held in Dallas, Texas, you know, home of my Dallas Cowboys. And you know, I loved how Nate, first off, you know, set that whole thing up. You know, he had on a Detroit Lions really cool, like, black leather jacket with the logo in the back and the front. And, you know, he took the mic and you heard what he stated, you know, and called Detroit, you know, America's heartbeat, and then proceeded to announce the Kerryon Johnson pick, which in hindsight, pretty good, I must say. Solid pick. You know, Kerryon Johnson was, you know, one of the breakout players for this Detroit Lions team last season. So we're hoping, Lions fans, you're hoping that the Lions can nail, you know, this year's NFL draft, you know, knock it out the park, get some playmakers that can immediately come in and help this team, and we'll see what happens. The thing about the NFL draft is you just never know. And I'm not going to hold you up, guys. You know, since Tuesday, I have been putting together notes, trying to throw, you know, predictions, you know, at the wall and see what sticks. And I've been reading, you know, all these national reporters, you know, these guys who get paid to do this for a living, and they have sources that are certainly beyond our means, and they're talking to NFL GMs and owners and coaches, and they're saying, well, this team is telling me this, this team is telling me that. Then I'm sitting there trying to listen to that, but I'm also reading a contradictory article that does not adhere to what this reporter's saying. And folks, I almost lost my mind. This stuff is stressful. I don't know how guys like you know, Todd McShay and Mel Kiper do this for a living. I would absolutely lose my mind, because there's so much out there. You know, if you just type in NFL draft in your Twitter search bar, there are so many different scenarios, so many different mock drafts, so many different conversations happening with respective teams. It's insane. It's fun, but it's stressful. I will say that, folks. So what we're going to try to do is go through the first round. We're going to give you our thoughts and predictions on who will go where. But first, we want to start with the Detroit Lions. All right, let's just get this out the way right now. There are many needs that the Honolulu Blue need to shore up in the NFL draft. And it's debatable, and it, depending on who you talk to, as to where the Lions will and should go with tonight's pick. Pick 8, by the way. The Lions will have the 8th overall pick tonight in round 1. Now, for me, first off, I want to welcome to the show. Before I start going on this monologue and speech here, let's embrace the whole current sports team and have them a part of this conversation. We've got Connor Mathis in studio with us. We've got Alec Rio in studio with us. And behind the glass, we have my man, 50 grand, Jack Kerwin. Fellas, how you guys doing? You guys enjoy the NFL draft? Are you guys like me? Do you check out after a while, or are you like glued to your television the entire time? I'll start with Connor.
I'm glued the entire time.
What?
Love the NFL
draft.
Are you
serious,
Connor? I got 2 TVs, so I can put on the NBA playoffs on one TV and have the draft going on the other one.
So you're one of those guys. You're an NFL diehard, though. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I can say, Connor, man. You live, breathe, eat the NFL, dude. So even rounds 4 through 7, you're going to be sitting there waiting to see what every team does.
Yep. All right, I'll have it up on my phone.
Okay. All right. Alec, what about you, man? Are you one of those guys as well?
I like to go through the first 2 rounds, and then after that, I kind of check out. Like, I agree with you.
So you're with me then. Your first 2 rounds, and then whatever happens from there, cool. All right. Jag, what about you, dude?
Yeah, so I'll tune into the first round tonight. I'll have a stream going too, so I can watch hockey as well. And then I'll watch rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow night. But just like you, I'll just be basically checking Twitter to see what the Lions do rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday.
So Connor's the only one who's just like, oh my gosh, it's round 7, pick 100 and something.
I'll admit, I'm a bit of a psychopath.
It's all good, man. That's why we do what we do, right? We're all sports nuts, and have our favorite sports that we just love. I'm like that with the NBA draft. So if round 2 comes, I'm still sitting there watching. Okay. There's so many ways I think that the Lions can go with this pick. I'll just say this. I think we can all agree here, and if you disagree, just speak up, that the Lions with this pick at number 8 need to go defense. They will go defense. Do we agree on that?
Okay, 100%.
Alec, Jack?
I will not object to them taking Dwayne Haskins, but other than that, I would say they need to go defense.
You, You would not object if he's there.
If they take a quarterback, I'd be okay with it. Preferably Dwayne Haskins. Other than that, yes, defense.
Okay, I think they'll go quarterback, but later.
I agree.
In the draft. I can see that. Okay, they'll go defense. We all agree on that. That may be the only thing that we agree on when it comes to this. Okay. Now, when you look at the draft, and you know, just to kind of let the cat out the bag early from me, sure, if a guy like Quinnen Williams is there and somehow drops, if a guy like, and this is another thing, I told you so many scenarios. I stressed myself out with this these past few days. You know, I was even, you know, hearing out there in Twitterverse that there's a possibility, even though Bob Quinn hit that podium and said that, no, you probably won't see us move up. We're not going to move up at all in this year's NFL draft. You know, we like where our picks are, but I even saw this thrown out there and it makes some sense. You know, if a guy like Josh Allen is sitting there, I don't know, at pick like, you know, 5 or 6, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions tried to move up and grab a guy like Josh Allen. I'm just a huge Josh Allen fan. I mean, I think Josh Allen is the most, he's the best athlete out of the bunch in this year's NFL draft. That's just my opinion. I love the dude. I watched film on him 2 days ago from Kentucky. Just big, massive, you know, he's such a quick first step, hard to contain. He can give a backfield nightmares. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Bob Quinn, I think he's going to stick to his word, and I don't think he's going to move up. But if a Quinnen Williams, somehow, some way, probably won't happen, but if a Josh Allen is there, you pull the trigger on guys like that. But for me, I think that the safest way for the Lions to go here, and I keep reading profiles on this guy, and every profile I read, they say that he technically, as far as from a technical standpoint and getting the job done, he is the best at this position, defensive end slash linebacker Brian Burns from Florida State. That's where I think the Lions are going to go with this pick. And again, barring that Josh Allen, you know, gets taken early, or Quinnen Williams gets taken early, but everywhere I read, Brian Burns is a guy, and you can see it when you watch film of him. He's big. He's got a lot of upside as well. He's not the strongest, but he can get stronger, of course, when he enters the league. I love Brian Burns, and I think the Lions are going to try and shore up that pass rush with this first pick. Connor?
I'm going to agree with you in that I think they're going to go pass rush. I'm not sure if they're going to go Brian Burns, even though the latest bit on this player is that there's a medical condition out there. I think they're going to go Montez Sweat.
I was about to say stop. Let me guess where you're going. Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
I mean, Montez Sweat is intriguing in a lot of different areas because, I mean, the dude ran the fastest 40 for a defensive lineman since, like, 2003, right? I mean, it was just ridiculous. But the heart condition, you keep hearing this heart condition, right? And that's why he's fallen a little bit. But I'm with you. Those are the two on my list, Burns or Montez Sweat. I think they'll go the safer route and go Burns, but I can't argue with
that. You know, the other thing with Montez Sweat, too, is that he's versatile enough to where the Lions want to run their hybrid sets, that he can play that edge rusher in either a, you know, like a 3-4 set or if you really need him as a pure defensive end in a 4-3. So I really like Montez Sweat for the Lions here, even with the heart condition. I mean, he's been cleared by every doctor. The NFL went and cleared him. He has independent doctors saying this isn't that big of a deal. I mean, remember last year, I believe it was Mo Hurst had a similar issue with a heart murmur or something along of that nature. He was fine.
Yeah.
He got drafted in seven, I believe it was 17 or something like that. And then, you know, he has a decent rookie year. So, you know, if it were something major where, like, we had, like, the NFL doctor saying one thing and the personal doctor saying something completely different, then I'd be a little bit more concerned. I'd be a little more inclined to believe that he's going to fall. But if you're Detroit or if you're any team that needs an edge rusher, and Josh Allen's off the board, I don't see how you ignore that kind of talent.
I agree with you. I think if I wouldn't be – if they drafted Sweat, if they drafted Burns, I think both of those picks are fine. Jack, what about
you? I don't
think
Montez Sweat's going to go in the first round, to be honest with you. I was just talking to Connor about it because of the heart condition. To be completely honest with you, it doesn't bother me, and I would actually rather have Montez Sweat than Brian Burns. But just like what we saw with Mo Hurst last year when he slipped to round 4 or 5, and I mean, he's not quite as talented as Montez Sweat was, I don't think. But I don't think Montez Sweat's going tomorrow or tonight. I think he'll still be on the board to start tomorrow night, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, what about you, Alec? All right, first off, so you think Burns, you're with me then, Burns, at 8?
Yeah, I'm with it. I mean, him or I would love Devin White as well out of LSU, the linebacker, the Mike, if he's still there. Okay. But I agree with you that I think their biggest need is a pass rusher opposite Trey Flowers, so I would be okay with Brian Burns.
I agree. I'm with you on that. Okay, Alec, do you disagree with any of that?
Not at all. I definitely think Montez Sweat would be a reliable edge rusher, and honestly, that or if Devin Bush is still available, I don't see why not them.
You will pull the trigger on Bush as well.
Yeah.
Okay, now, looking at the broader view here of the Lions, and I'm going to touch more on the later rounds come tomorrow, because, again, I'm trying to focus on round one today. I'll say this. The Lions later on, we kind of already touched on this, Jack, like you brought up. I think later on they will draft a quarterback. Matthew Stafford has been beaten up his entire NFL career. He's not getting any younger. I think they want to groom a young quarterback looking for the future. But that won't happen until, like, you know, I think, you know, rounds 4 through 7, you'll see them pull the trigger on a QB. There are other needs. I think that, you know, when we saw Golden Tate leave this team in the middle of the season last year, I also think that the Lions are searching for another playmaker offensively. I think that you could see them maybe go after a wide receiver or a tight end. In the early rounds as well. I wouldn't be surprised if in the second round they pulled the trigger. I actually, to let this cat out the bag, when it comes to pick 43 for the Lions, I got them going with Deebo Samuel, wide receiver out of South Carolina. But I think they're going to go offensive playmaker in that next round. And then from there, you know, you look at positions like cornerback. I think they'll go with a corner. I think they'll look for a linebacker as well. I think they also are looking for another body on that offensive line to protect Matty Staff in the pocket as well. So there are multiple needs here, but those are the positions that I'm looking at for the Lions to draft. And you know, so tight end, wide receiver, when it comes to playmakers offensively, an offensive lineman on you know to beef up that offensive line, and then I'm looking for them to also get a corner and a linebacker. Those are the needs for me. If they get those things, that's a lot. I know it's a lot that I'm covering there. But if they get even just, you know, 80% of those things, that will be a successful draft in my eyes. What do you think the Lions must do after round one to ensure success, Connor?
So we talked about it a little bit last Friday, and I had said the Lions have to address their defense and both their defense and their offense. So my biggest needs for them are pass rusher, then followed that up with a true number one receiver. Right now, I get everyone's high on Kenny G, but to me, he doesn't seem like a true number one. That's not to say he's not a good player. It's not to say he can't improve.
Yeah, look, Kenny.
They need to have like a true number one target for Matthew Stafford or whoever the quarterback is going for. It brings to the next point. They need to get someone behind Stafford. I don't care if you're committed to Matthew Stafford. He's at that age where you need to start thinking about if he goes down, who's the next option? Are you comfortable with starting if Matthew Stafford goes down in week 4? Are you comfortable with starting Connor Cook for the rest of the NFL season?
Yeah, I know.
Probably right? Not.
No, you're
and,
not.
And then, again, also building up offensive weapons. I think they desperately need a tight end. That is a position that's been rough for them for a while now.
Because who's the guy right now with, like, Jesse James?
Jesse James, who is a model of inconsistency.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They need some offensive.
Michael Roberts, I think. Another yeah, thing that comes to mind,
they definitely need some offensive weapons to pair with that. And I think, like you said, late, probably like the 4th round, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at the talent that's going to be available in round 4 at quarterback. Even if it's a guy that you're going to develop, you need to have someone there. So that down the road, if Matthew Stafford gets injured or if you want to move on, you have options. Right, and you're not right. Just going from Matthew Stafford to oblivion and then hoping you find a franchise quarterback in however many years.
Exactly. Because as you just touched on, I mean, you know, Connor Cook and Tom Savage are the other two quarterbacks listed on the Detroit Lions roster right now. But I'm with you. And I think they will draft a tight end at some point, and they got to get a wide receiver as well. Not to say, you know, Kenny Galladay is a great wide receiver. They also picked up Danny Amendola as well. Yeah. You got Marvin Jones on the roster as well, but you need more beef. You know, you need. I just think Matthew Stafford is one of those quarterbacks. He needs a lot of toys to play with in order to be successful, and I don't think those are enough toys.
And the wide receivers there are older too. Like Marvin Jones isn't getting any younger. Danny Amendola is A, old, B, injury prone. So I don't know if that's a piece.
And that was
really,
like, what, a one-year deal, right?
One-year deal, Daniel? Just like it was in Miami. And I mean, Miami, he was the leading receiver, but he was also injured all the time, and he can only play slot.
Right, exactly, so, which is why they signed him to just a one-year deal. Other needs that you guys think that the Lions will address? I'll start with Alec this time. Alec?
I'm really hoping the Lions will beef up their secondary, because that's been a problem that's been all throughout, like, honestly, the past four or five seasons, it's been a major problem. But going off of what you said with in terms of a backup QB, I'm eyeing Clayton Thorson. I think if he falls to, like, the third round, I honestly would be fine with taking the risk and, you know, picking him up, because he was killing it with Northwestern. 2018, he completed 61% of his passes, over 3,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, and only 15 interceptions. I mean, Northwestern was a great team in the Big Ten, and I really think that he would be a reliable backup for Matthew Stafford just in case he gets injured.
Gotcha. So maybe they pull the trigger on Thorson later on. We'll see. Jack, other needs that you're looking at as the draft continues for the Lions?
Yeah, I actually think a second running back's a bigger need than a receiver or a tight end this season, just because, you know, they signed C.J. Anderson to be the backup to Kerryon Johnson, but Kerryon Johnson obviously is not a three-down back, and unless you have that Todd Gurley or that Zeke Elliott, or, I mean, even Christian McCaffrey in the scheme that the Panthers run, unless you have that three-down guy, you basically need two backs, and I wouldn't be comfortable with the Lions running by committee the next couple of years, just like they have the last few years with LeGarrette Blount as a veteran backup and C.J. Anderson as a veteran backup. So for me, I would rather see the Lions grab another running back as opposed to a receiver or tight end. But with that being said, I'm with Alec. The Lions just paid Justin Coleman premium money to play slot corner, so they obviously need someone else to go opposite Darius Slay, because I just don't see it with Tease Tabor. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's probably my second greatest priority, just because it wasn't really addressed in free agency for me. You know, Justin Coleman was a lot of money, but he's not a guy who's going to be able to play outside. So, I mean, either the Lions are going to try to sign someone off the street a la Cravon LeBlanc last year, before he went on to the Eagles and actually was a successful player, or they're going to need to draft someone up high. So for me, I think cornerback is probably their second biggest need outside of edge rusher. And then I think running back is a bigger need than receiver or tight end.
Really? Even with Kerryon doing his
thing? Because Kerryon, first of all, Kerryon was injury prone his whole time at Auburn, as much as I loved Kerryon and as much as I do love Kerryon. And that's, you know, a byproduct of playing in Gus Malzahn's offense, where they run the ball up the middle all the time, and that just can't be a lot of fun for running backs. But Kerryon Johnson got shut down at the end of the year last year. He missed the last four or five games with an injury. He's had an injury bug the last several years playing. And again, even if he's to stay healthy, Kerryon Johnson is not a bell cow. He's not Zeke Elliott. He's not Todd Gurley. He's not a three-down guy. So if that's the case, you need two running backs.
And in defense, I will say this. I thought that the Lions stopped giving him the ball later on in the season.
Because of, what do you mean?
He did get injured, but if you look at when he was healthy, there were some games where I'm like, dude, feed him the football. He started to get into a rhythm. I'm like, dude, you're just not giving him. I remember chatting with, you know, Doug Warren. I don't know. You guys know Doug Warren, local. He's like a Detroit Lions savant. My goodness, he's a historian.
Historian,
basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, Doug and I remember we were just chatting like, dude, the Lions just don't give him the ball enough. So that was also another issue.
That might have had something to do with his legs, though.
Maybe, you know, maybe, yeah, direct tie to itself. I don't know. I love Kerryon.
It's also a really good draft for running back. I mean, not like first, second, like there's not a lot of like what we think of like first, second round talent, but people are forgetting Bryce Love's in this draft class, and he's not projected to be the highest guy off. Right. So if you can get, even if you get like those mid round picks, there's plenty of running backs to pick from. If you want that second back, and it probably won't cost the Lions too much.
Right, yeah. And looking at the running backs that the Lions have right now, you know, of course, Kerryon Johnson, Zach Zinner still on the roster, Theo Riddick, C.J. Anderson, as Jack touched upon. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, though. But bottom line, I think the Lions, they have some needs, man. They've got some needs, and, you know, health is wealth, especially in the NFL. And that's what it really comes down to. And the only thing you can combat not having a healthy team with is having depth, next man up mentality. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, We'll dive into the entirety of the first round, and we will give you our picks in rapid fashion in round one. All right, we'll see who comes through with the best mock draft in round one tonight. All right, so that and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. That's awesome. Some throwback NFL music for you. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. This Thursday edition of Current Sports tonight kicks off the NFL draft down in Tennessee. First round action. You know, this is a day, a moment where every NFL fan is feeling good because you've got hope. You've got some hope. That maybe you draft a game-changing player that puts your respective franchise in the elite conversation. That's what you hope, right? Hope is the word of the day when it comes to the NFL draft. All right, so we just broke down, you know, what we think that the Lions will do tonight and you know, some areas of need as the NFL draft will continue throughout the rest of the week. So what I want to do right now is just tackle round one. We're going to give our round one predictions. Again, Connor Mathis, Alec Rio, Jack Kerwin joining me on this NFL draft special. And this is how we're going to do this, fellas. We'll do it in increments of 10, all right? So I'll give you my first 10 picks. You know, we'll go Alec, then Connor, then Jack. And then after those 10 picks, we'll just briefly elaborate on any points that we want to make concerning those 10 picks. So I'll start. Do we have some the NFL draft, you know, that little diddle that comes on? I don't even know what you call it. That diddle that comes on before.
Okay. Draft riff.
I love that thing. You know, I don't know who came up with it, but that's awesome. This is mine. My first 10 picks here. And I have been slaving over these things. Watch me be completely wrong tonight. I'm going to go Kyler Murray, number one. I think Arizona is going to pull the trigger with Kyler Murray.
Wow, hot take.
Yeah, hot take. Ooh. Real hot there, right? You know, I didn't know this. Kingsbury, who's the new head coach for the Cardinals, he recruited Kyler Murray coming out of high school, what, like 8 years ago when he was the head coach at Texas Tech, of course. So there's already a relationship there built. We all agree that Kyler would go number one. All right, number two, Nick Bosa, Ohio State. Edge rusher.
Another sizzler there.
Sizzler there. I know, hot take there, Jack. Three, Quinnen Williams, Alabama defensive lineman. Four, Josh Allen, edge rusher from Kentucky. Number five, Devin White, linebacker out of LSU to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number four was Oakland Raiders. Three, New York Jets. Number six, the New York Giants, even though there's a lot of rumors out there concerning a certain Duke quarterback. I think that they're going to go with the defensive lineman here, Ed Oliver from Houston. Six to the New York Giants. Seven, Jacksonville Jaguars. Tight end, T.J. Hockenson from Iowa. Eight, as I stated, Brian Burns, Florida State edge rusher to the Detroit Lions. Number nine, Juwan Taylor, offensive lineman from Florida, going to the Buffalo Bills. Number 10, the Denver Broncos selecting Devin Bush, linebacker out of Michigan. Those are my top 10. Connor, you're next, man.
All right, so first I'm holding true, Kyler Murray. I know, scorching hot take. Number two, going with Nick Bosa. Rumor got out that the 49ers are apparently shopping Solomon Thomas. That is their current edge rusher, so not surprised that they go Nick Bosa. Number three, I got Josh Allen going to the New York Jets. Four, Quinlan Williams going to the Raiders. Number five, Devin White going to the Buccaneers. Number six, I am buying into the rumor train. I'm buying that the Giants are stupid enough to do this. Daniel Jones goes to the New York Giants. Number seven, Juwan Taylor, offensive tackle out of Florida, goes to Jacksonville, stays in the state. Number eight, Montez Sweat goes to Detroit. Number nine, Ed Oliver to the Buffalo Bills. That's for their final replacement for Marcell Dareus. And number 10, I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say John Elway finally gets one right at quarterback and gets Dwayne Haskins.
You think he go?
Finally gets one right.
Even though it's, you know, rumors out there saying that Elway is not going to go quarterback with that pick. Okay, interesting. All right, Alec, go ahead, my man.
All right, so as you guys all agree.
Kyler Murray,
number one. Number two, I got Nick Bosa. Three for the New York Jets. I honestly think that this would be the pick that would get traded away, most likely to be traded away.
Okay.
But I think Dwayne Haskins, I think he could be picked up there. For number four, the Raiders, I think Devin White, LSU linebacker. Number five for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Quinn Williams. I think he'll get picked there.
Do you think Quinn falls a bit? Okay.
Yeah.
To number five, all right.
And then for Giants' sixth overall pick, I got Josh Allen from Kentucky. And then Jacksonville Jaguars' number seven pick, Juwan Taylor. And for the Lions, as we all agree, Montez Sweat. I definitely agree that.
I hope. I'm going Burns. I think my heart wants them to go with Sweat. My head says they're going to go with Burns. So.
Yeah. And then number nine for the Bills, I got Jonah Williams. Alabama O-linebacker, or O-lineman. Denver Broncos, number 10 pick. I got Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver, okay. And Jack, I don't think you have a mock draft. I don't think you do.
No, I didn't make a mock draft. I didn't know that was our homework assignment for today.
Come on, Jack.
Well, I just thought naturally you would have one, you know, ready. But okay.
No.
And, all right, based on what you've heard, any disagreements?
Yeah, no. You know what, Al? To be completely honest with you, I was listening to you reading off your picks, and to me, a lot of them make a lot of sense. I love the. Did you have Jonah Williams to the Buffalo Bills, or did you have the other offensive tackle?
No, I didn't have. I had
Juwan Taylor.
Juwan Taylor going to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. I like that move. Obviously, a little bit of you take care of the house, and then you. You take care. You know, I don't remember what the phrase is, to be honest with you. But they took Josh Allen last year.
Take care of home.
Yeah, okay. So they took care of Josh Allen last year. They got their quarterback, their long-term solution there. So you got to protect him. I love that pick. TJ Hockenson going seventh to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. I love that because it means the Lions will not be faced with the temptation that Hockenson is available at eight to be picked up.
But Noah Fant will be there.
Noah Fant will be there.
Yeah, but he's not going in the top ten.
No, he's not.
So,
he's going in the top ten.
And then I agree with you. I do not believe the Giants are taking a quarterback, at least with their first pick. I could see it at 17, whether it be Daniel Jones or Drew Lock at that point. And then the other thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if the Cincinnati Bengals trade into the top 10 somehow to get Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, gotcha. And Giants, please don't draft Daniel Jones that early.
Oh, that would be
You're
hilarious.
You're a Cowboys fan. Wouldn't that help you?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm from a logic standpoint, and we don't even have this stupid pick the first round. We traded them all away. Don't even get me started on that. Okay, all right. So those are our top 10.
What's wrong with the Cowboys trading away their first round pick?
I mean, I like what they got in return.
They were going to get a receiver anyway. Amari exactly. Cooper's the same age as all these receivers.
Because I don't get to see my Cowboys in the first round.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. All right, 11. Rashawn Gary. That's where I think Gary's going. Michigan defensive lineman, 12 to the Cincinnati Bengals. 12, Green Bay Packers will get Noah Fant. Iowa, tight end, 13, Cody Ford. Old lineman from Oklahoma. That's where I think your Dolphins are going there. Connor, you don't agree, but I think that's what's going to happen. What do we know, right? 14, Christian Wilkins, defensive lineman from Clemson, goes to the Falcons. 15, that's where I think Dwayne Haskins is going. Ohio State quarterback to the Washington Redskins. 16, Jonah Williams, offensive lineman from Alabama, going to the Carolina Panthers. 17, if you remember, again, the Giants getting this pick from Cleveland. At 17, Daniel Jones, quarterback from Duke. That's where I think he will go. I don't think he will go early in that top 10. 18, Garrett Bradbury, offensive lineman from NC State, going to the Minnesota Vikings. 19, Chris Lidstrom, offensive lineman from Boston College, going to the Tennessee Titans. And the Pittsburgh Steelers at 20, going with Byron Murphy, corner from Washington. Connor?
All right, so I agree with you, Rashawn Gary to the Bengals. I also agree that Green Bay is going with a tight end, but I have Hockenson going there. I think Miami is not going to go offensive lineman. They're going to go with their biggest need, edge rusher, and I think they get Brian Burns. At 14, I got Devin Bush going to Atlanta. At 15, another quarterback off the board. I think Washington ends up going with Drew Lock because their quarterback situation is a mess. I have the Panthers selecting Andre Dillard from Washington. He is offensive tackle. They desperately need that. Offensive line from Washington State. Mm-hmm. Then I have the Giants going edge rusher with Clelin Ferrell from Clemson. Then Jeffrey Simmons to Minnesota. Marquise Brown is the first wide receiver off the board to the Tennessee Titans. And then 20, the Steelers look to rebuild the defense and select Greedy Williams, defensive back out of LSU.
Interesting. So you think Burns is going to fall to your Dolphins? Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of going to Detroit Lions. Okay. Allie.
All right, so for the Bengals' 11th pick, I got TJ Hockenson going over there. 12th pick for the Broncos, or 12th pick for the Packers, I got Devin Bush going there. For the 13th for the Dolphins, I got Christian Wilkins. Mm-hmm. 14th, I got Jonah Williams. And then 15th for the Redskins, I got Daniel Jones. I think that he'll get picked up there. The 16th pick for the Panthers, I got Cody Ford. 17th pick with the Giants, I got Brian Burns. And then next, 18th for the Vikings, I got Greedy Williams. And 19th for the Titans, I got DK Metcalf. I really don't think that he's going to fall into the second round.
Okay.
I think he'll go
early then. All right.
Mm-hmm. And then for the Steelers, I think they're going to get Garrett Bradbury.
Gotcha. Interesting. All right. We'll finish it out here real quick.
Hang on, real quick. I am very adamant about this.
Okay,
I do not believe Dwayne Haskins is slipping past the Cincinnati Bengals at 11. Whether or not they trade up remains to be seen, but from a marketing standpoint, going to Ohio State and staying in the state of Ohio, it matters in Ohio. You saw Billy Price get taken in the first round by the Bengals last year. You saw Denzel Ward get taken fourth by the Browns last season. Players that go to Ohio State, that matters in Ohio, and obviously, the Bengals have a need at quarterback because I don't think anyone sees Andy Dalton as their long-term solution. So I don't know for sure if he's going to the Bengals, but I will tell you Dwayne Haskins is not slipping past the Bengals pick.
I think he will.
If he doesn't go to
Again, there's so much garbage out there. There's so many these anonymous scouts, reading into that, a lot of people think that he's going to slip up. But so I got to go to 15 and watch this. We'll see.
If he slips past the Broncos, it wouldn't surprise me to see the Bengals make that move. But I don't know. There's also Tua next year, so you never know what they're going to do.
Right. Okay, real quick, as we're coming up here on the end of the hour, I'll roll through this. 21 to the Seattle Seahawks. Clelin Ferrell, Clemson, edge rusher. 22, Marquise Brown, wide receiver from Oklahoma. 23, Andre Dillard, offensive lineman from Washington State. 24, Greedy Williams, LSU, corner. 25, Philadelphia Eagles, Juwan Thornhill, safety from Virginia. Jerry Tillery, 26, to the Indianapolis Colts, defensive lineman from Notre Dame. Josh Jacobs, 27, from Alabama, the running back, to the Oakland Raiders. 28, Dexter Lawrence, defensive lineman from Clemson, going to the Chargers. 29, Darnell Savage Jr., safety from Maryland, going to the Seattle Seahawks. 30th, Green Bay Packers, Dalton Risner, offensive lineman from Kansas State. 31, Jeffrey Simmons, defensive lineman from Mississippi State, going to the LA Rams. And 32, Denver Broncos, Drew Lock, quarterback from Mizzou. Connor.
All right, so I have the Seattle Seahawks going Noah Fant at 21. Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman out of Bama, going to the Ravens at 22. Greg Little, offensive tackle out of Mississippi, going to the
Ravens.
The Texans.
Oh, 23.
My mistake. Mm-hmm. They really need offensive line help. Mm-hmm. 24, Raiders go Josh Jacobs. They need someone to replace Beast Mode. 25, DeAndre Baker, the defensive back out of Georgia, goes to the Eagles. At 26, Dexter Lawrence from Clemson goes to Indianapolis. 27, Trayvon Mullen, the defensive back from Clemson, goes to the Raiders. Mack Wilson, linebacker to the Chargers. Jonathan Abram, safety to the Seattle Seahawks. And this is the 30. DK Metcalf goes to the Packers. I think they finally get Aaron Rodgers a big target, a big primetime receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Number 31, Christian Wilkins going to the Rams. And at 32, the New England Patriots select N'Keal Harry to make them even more frightening than they already are.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, Alec.
All right, so for the 21 pick for the Seattle Seahawks, I see them picking up Cleveland Farrell. for the 22 pick, I see them picking the Houston Texans picking up Greg Little. 23rd pick with the Houston Texans, Josh Jacobs, running back out of Alabama. For the Raiders, 24th pick, Darnell Savage. I think he's going to be a reliable safety for them. The Eagles, 25th pick, I think Jeffrey Simmons. And pick 26 for the Colts, I think Rashawn Gary. Rashawn Gary, 27th with the Raiders. Marquise Brown, I think he's a great wide receiver out of Oklahoma. He was very helpful for Kyler Murray.
And, Hollywood Brown, baby, Hollywood
yep,
Brown.
Yep. I actually didn't know that he was Antonio Brown's cousin until just yesterday. That's crazy. Chargers, 28th pick. I got Byron Murphy. Seattle Seahawks, Dexter Lawrence, 29th pick out of Clemson. And then for the Packers, I got Noah Font. I got him going 30. 31 for the Rams, I got Chris Lindstrom, offensive guard. And then for the Patriots, I got Drew Lock.
And if you noticed, I said Denver Broncos for 32. I think that there's going to be a mock trade from New England.
But it would surprise me. I mean,
hot take.
New England always trades back.
They always. It's going to be Bill Belichick and the Patriots are going to have. There's going to be a lot of movement concerning them. I'll just say that. So, all right, that does it for our round one NFL mock draft. And I took note. None of us, I don't think, from 15 on down, had the exact same player going to that exact same team. Just to show you why I was so stressed about putting this thing together. It's everywhere. You can go so many ways. It's like, you know, if you nail every single pick, it's like, you know, having a perfect bracket, I think. And you know,
I was literally about to say that.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy, man. There's so many different ways you can go with it.
Outside of Alec, did either Al or Connor, did either of you have Dexter Lawrence in the first round?
I did to the 28th.
I got him. Where'd you have him?
26.
I had him 28th to the Chargers. Yeah.
Interesting. So, okay. I was just wondering about that. And then I guess the other point I was going to make was Connor had Josh Jacobs going 24th to go to the Oakland Raiders. Mm-hmm. I think that's a stupid selection to take a running back in the first round with all of their needs. But it's John Gruden, so I could absolutely see it.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible in the NFL draft. Other than, of course, the picks, I'm just looking forward to the spectacle that is the NFL draft every single year. It's cool to see, you know, the NFL legends that come into the house as well. I believe it's going to be outdoors again. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Maybe. I think it's like one of those hybrid things where they have happening inside.
It's like on a street in Tennessee, which is different. I believe they tried that last year, something like that, mm-hmm. in Dallas.
Yeah.
So going to be a fun night, man. Enjoy it. Lions fans, you've got some hope. Okay, I'm wishing you guys luck. Round one, tonight, again, 8 p.m., ESPN, ESPN Deportes, ABC, and NFL Network. Just to see what the coverage is going to be like on all four of those different channels. I'll just be, you know, tuning around just to see what's different about each one. But should be a fun night. Enjoy it, folks. Happy draft day to you all. Until tomorrow, we'll see ya on Friday. Until then, we are on a 23-hour break. Be easy, people.